And welcome back into the show, everybody. This is the Frank Beckman Show for Tuesday, March 23rd. Great to have you with us. We're headed toward the end of the week, and you know what's coming then. Final show is Friday, and I'm so proud to say it's going to be from Boyne Highlands Resort. I thank everybody up there for their dedication to this program all these years. It's been an honor to talk about Michigan travel and tourism, and you know what a big fan I am of that. At any rate, we're also a big fan of all that goes on in our schools in this state, and that includes the sports. And we've got one of the top high school wrestlers in the state of Michigan who was told over the weekend that he could not take part in the MHSAA, the Michigan High School Athletic Association Wrestling Tournament, the district wrestling tournament. Why not? Well, got to do with COVID, of course, and we'll get to the bottom of that right now, because this young man, his name is Tyler Jansen, has an attorney, and that attorney is fighting for individual rights, and we've come to expect that from members of the Coleman Legal Group, led by the man on the other end of our line, the senior legal counsel at the Coleman Legal Group, none other than David Coleman, who's on with us this morning and representing this high school wrestler trying to enjoy the rest of his high school career, quite frankly. David Coleman, good morning. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thanks, Frank. It's great to be with you.
I don't think I overstated any of that stuff involving no. The wrestler Tyler Jansen. He's one of the best in the state, from what we hear.
Yeah. Yeah, he was definitely would have been in the running for a state championship. He's a senior, worked his whole career towards this, and then to have this denied in clear defiance of the science and data put out by the CDC is just befuddling. I mean, it's inexplicable, Frank. I don't understand it.
What is it that the MHSAA, the High School Athletic Association, has done specifically, David?
Well, the MHSAA just refused to allow them to participate because there had been an order from the Ottawa County Public Health Department that he had to be in a 10-day quarantine once he had apparently been exposed to somebody who was positive for COVID. Well, the wrestling tournament was on day 9 of that 10-day quarantine. All through the 8 days prior to that, he had been tested every single day, had been clean, all negative tests. And the CDC guidelines say you only have to have a 7-day quarantine if you are having clean tests, and you have to have at least 2 clean tests. And so under that, your regimen, Tyler would have been allowed to participate last Saturday. The Ottawa County Health Department actually did go to bat for Tyler and did contact the state of Michigan, contacted the Whitmer administration, MDHHS, and asked them to go with the CDC standard for the guidelines for 7 days, and the state refused. And so because they refused and said he had to be in a 10-day quarantine that didn't end until till Sunday, and therefore he missed out on his last chance to compete for the state title in his weight class. It's just really, it's just disheartening.
The tournament's now behind us, David. What do you seek in trying to make this right for him?
Well, at this point, we're calling on the MHSAA and anyone else out there to maybe give him an opportunity still to compete. The regionals are this coming weekend, and we would ask the MHSAA to consider, under the circumstances, allowing Tyler to compete next weekend. That's one thing we would like to do. We do have a lawsuit that was filed. Judge Miedema over in Ottawa County ignored the CDC rules and regulations, ignored the 7-day quarantine possibility, and denied his opportunity to participate last Saturday. So we still have that case pending. We're looking at possible amendments to that lawsuit, Frank, to include the state of Michigan now, and possible damages for what they've done to Tyler and in squashing his dreams of a state title. And he is one of the top-ranked wrestlers in the state in his class.
Yeah, this sounds so common sense that it's befuddling to a lot of us who look at it and just say, why? Why are you doing this? It seems almost spiteful, you know?
Yeah, it really does, Frank. And he had 8 straight tests every day for 8 days and all clean. I mean, he clearly was not infected with the virus. There's no reason to impose this type of a restriction in those circumstances, especially when the CDC says otherwise. So I guess it's okay to follow undisclosed science and data, you know, to impose all kinds of restrictions all over the state on restaurants and everybody else. But when you have clear, provable science and data that says 7 days, oh, we're going to ignore that. The state just ignores that, and they crush this young man's dreams. I mean, it's just a tragedy. It's just too bad. And I hope the MHSAA will take note and see if there's something they can do here to help this young man out.
Yeah, I hope so. And this is not about, seeking financial gain here for him, is it?
Right. No, not at all. It was just, asking for the state and the officials involved to do what was right. And for whatever reason, the Whitmer administration would not do so. And I guess that's a question for them.
Well, and we'll see if somebody in one of those press gaggles will ask her about it, because it flies right in the face of what the CDC recommends. And the governor just says, I know better. And that's what we've come to expect, quite sadly. So, David Coleman, thank you so much. You're in Ottawa County with this argument, are you?
Right. They could go to our website at Coleman Legal Group, ColemanLegal.com. And all the papers are up there, the complaint, the order, everything's there if they want to see it. CallmanLegal.com. And Frank, let me just say one thing. I know this is probably the last time I'll be on with you. I just want to thank you for all your years of service to our state and our community and everything you've done, so much behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know about. And I just want to personally thank you. And I appreciate you letting us just have a small part of being involved in what you've done over the years. I really appreciate it.
David, I'm really flattered by your words and your sentiment, and please know that I've appreciated the fact that you've always been available to us on issues that are not easy to talk about, and we appreciate that so much and all that you're doing to fight for people out there. Sometimes, and most times, swimming against the current, my friend. I admire that.
Well, that's right. You too. But I wish you the best.
I thank you for that and for always being available. David Coleman from the Coleman Legal Group, and going to bat once again for a young person who dares to challenge the governor of Michigan by saying, hey, all I want to do is wrestle, and I'm COVID negative. I have been all along. I'm not a danger to anybody. I'm not concerned about getting COVID. And she said, no, you can't do it. Sorry, rules are rules. These are my rules. And so he loses out for now. For now, we'll see. Hopefully, whether David Coleman can turn that around in the court system, and they'll try it in Ottawa County first, and we'll follow it for you in the next few days here on the Frank Beckman Show as best we can.